You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. I'm actually in... I am in Mudgee, New South Wales today, so we're heading on our way to Newcastle for the Crystal Creative Expo over the weekend, so I'm very excited. I'm hiding in the room because I've got my grandson running around everywhere, so no nice views today. Okay, so I've got a fair few messages today. We're also going to touch on a really important topic that's come up quite recently, quite often, and this is to do with suicide. So where a lot of people have been asking me, where do people go when they commit suicide? And they end up exactly in the same place as everyone else. They're cleansed, they're healed. A lot of people who commit suicide actually regret that they've done that because they've been in a state of being out of control and not really knowing what they were doing at the time. So, and they always come through most of the time with a lot of apologies and wishing that they hadn't done what they did. So, but there's all different reasons for what happens around these situations, but no one gets stuck. No one ends up I can't even find the word because it's not even in my vocabulary, but I've heard with sometimes with the Bible where you can't, if you commit suicide, you go to hell, and that is not true. It does not happen. So those of you who don't know me, my name is Medium Donna Young, and I'm from Australia. I've been seeing spirits since I was 4 years old, so... I've got a few quick messages for people today as well, and I'm going to have someone call up for a reading also. So let's see what happens. So I've actually got a message for Paula. I've got an Auntie Nora coming through. She's talking about where there was a lot of confusion before she passed, where she was not really knowing what was happening. And she wants you to know that she's okay. She's okay. She's talking about, I don't know if you were unable to get to her, but she just wants you to know that she was around you. It doesn't matter. It's almost like she didn't want you to know what she was going through or what she looked like there. She wanted you to have good memories, if that makes sense. So she's there, she's around you all the time. So okay, let's see who else we have. I've also got I've got two Donnas, and I've got a Donna Mullins, and I've got another Donna, and I've got mothers coming through for you both. So it's really cool sometimes in shows and in group sessions, I'll have doubles coming through at the same time. And it's a double for your name. So Donna, what a good name, the same name as me. And I've got both your mothers coming through. I feel like both these mothers were passed differently though, where one was passed quite suddenly or fast, and the other one had been battling health issues for quite some time. So, all right, now I've got a reading coming through. Katerina from New York, in New Windsor. So the US. So, hi, Katerina, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Welcome, welcome. So, okay, so how I work, we're only have a very short amount of time today. So, if there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, just let me know. I'm straight away getting a father coming through for you. He's an older man, and he's talking about, and do you have a partner on the other side, or is there issues with a partner?
No. No, I'm single right now, divorced.
You're single? Okay, because he's talking about...
I just want to know if anybody's coming into my life.
Oh, okay. Because he was talking about a partner and separation. So I thought he was talking about your partner, but what he was talking about where you've been on your own for quite some time. So, and this father wants you to know that he's sending you the right kind of love, because he's talking about where you've had you've almost had a repeat with the same kinds of people, where you keep on having the same kinds of relationships. Does that make sense? And he's also talking about where there is, okay, they're showing me someone coming through, and like they're showing me someone who's on the horizon, and I feel like this person is quite feminine, like quite gentle and kind. And they're telling me California, linked with California. They're also, this person's fair, like he's fair haired. I also feel like he travels for work quite often. Also, I do see you meeting. Are you on online dating?
Yeah, on and off.
Because I'm meeting him on online dating. And it's almost like this person travels so much for work. You aren't even in the same vicinity a lot of the time. So there's no way that you'd really get to meet each other any other way. And I also feel like there is a past life connection with you both. With past life connections, a lot of the time where you maybe know the same people, or you may work in the same industry, or you've been you've grown up in the same area, but there or never not been too far apart. Like my partner, we've got we're soulmates, and we lived across the road from each other. And we even got married around the same time, and our honeymoons were at exactly the same two hotels in Fiji. So we're actually at the same places at the same time. And I feel like there's a connection with this person that you're going to meet. Okay. And this is the person that you've always been wanting and needing and just dreaming and manifesting to come into your life. And they're also talking about where have you been single for quite some time now?
Yeah, I got divorced and I dated a little bit and now I'm single.
Yeah, because they're talking about where you've been on your own for quite some time now, and it's like you've lost faith in love a little bit, and they're saying just imagine what you want and ask for all of that. Make sure it's detailed, because you are the master of manifestation. So a lot of things that you've asked for in the past have come through, and this year is the year for manifesting. So really make sure that you're clear about what you're asking, because I feel like this person is more than what you've asked for. And they're talking about where you've spent a lot of time looking after everyone else instead of worrying about yourself and finding the right person. And I feel like now everyone's okay and it's your time now. Okay. So this is Yeah, so it is your time. I feel like in the next 15 months to 18 months, that's where, you know, you could meet this person anytime between now and then, but that's where is maybe in that committed relationship and where things are really starting to move forward. So, okay, I hope that helps. Thank you for watching the show. And and you'll have to let me know when this when your Romeo turns up.
Yeah, hopefully it happens soon.
It will, but you need to make yourself available. He's not going to come and knock on your door. Okay, love.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. So, all right, I've got a few other people that I'd like to send messages to today as well. So, I also have Ames Lee, and I have a partner coming through for you, love. This partner wants you to know that you are the love of their life. I don't know if you'd gone through a lot of issues before they passed, but they want to say sorry because they're talking about where a lot of things were communicated or said, where things happened very quickly and was out of their control, and they want you to know they didn't say everything that they wanted to say. And I also feel like I don't know if there's just recently been a funeral or some remembrance for your partner, but they're saying it was absolutely beautiful. They're excited for your future. It's like, but you're still in recovery at the moment. You need to take time for yourself. You need to find yourself again. It's almost like you're creating the next chapter and really stuck, not knowing where to go to be able to recreate this. And they're there supporting you. You can feel them there. You know that they're around you all the time. So just know that they are there and they are listening to you all the time. So I hope that helps, love. I've got another message for Sandy from your father, and I get a lot of chest problems with him where I just feel like I can't breathe properly. He's talking about where he's okay. He wants you to know that he's okay. He's talking about being around your mother, and I'm not sure if they had a few hiccups near the end or where there was a separation between the two, but he is around her, and he's around two children too. He's talking about being around two children. So I've also got a quick message for Kim, and I just want you to let you know that your daughter is around you all the time. She said, Mum, I'm here. I just want you to know I love you with all my heart. She's talking about her liking what you've done for her. You've put something special on her, like where you have either her burial or wherever. So I just want you to know that you can, anyone who would like to book a reading with me, you can get me on mediumdonnayoung.com. Soon I'll be on magikgift.com, and that will be for special offers. That's going to launch shortly with many healers and readers, and it's just going to be the biggest spiritual platform in the world.